Beginning in August, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, aims to make the licensing process for small hydropower projects a bit more user-friendly by offering web-based tools. Celeste Miller is a spokesperson for the commission.
It will help them to determine their project site, whether or not the project they want to develop is jurisdictional, how our process works, and how to prepare their application to submit to FERC.
The commission says it may also expedite the process by improving interagency cooperation, reducing paperwork, or shortening public comment periods. Meanwhile, renewable energy supporters in Wisconsin will discuss the potential for small hydropower projects at a conference this September. David Jenkins is with the Wisconsin Office of Energy Independence.
It's clean. It's affordable. We have 3,000 dams in the state. Certainly a small fraction of those could probably be used for future small hydro development.
However, Helen Saracino says hydropower isn't as clean a form of energy as some may think. Saracino is with the River Alliance of Wisconsin.
You drop a chunk of concrete into a river, you are causing major alterations to that system, and you're causing impacts to water quality, you know, that can end up hurting that river, hurting water quality, hurting fresh water.
Saracino says upgrading existing hydroelectric dams should be considered before damming more rivers for hydropower. Jenkins says investing in hydroelectric power may translate into an investment in green manufacturing jobs for the state. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.